Jim Ryan joining us now from down south where yesterday, I mean, Jim, we saw snow on Bourbon Street, blizzard conditions in the panhandle. What was going on?
Well, and it's still going on. We're still getting snow in that part of the country. The southeast now is dealing with it. It's kind of moved out of Texas. Here in Dallas, it's 19 degrees, which is cold for our part of the world. It's been below freezing, well, for the last 24 hours or so. I think it might have peaked above yesterday for a short time, at least in Dallas-Fort Worth. But the flight cancellations are what have disrupted the lives of people all over the country. 4,400 delays yesterday, 2,700 cancellations. Bush Intercontinental Airport had the lion's share of that, 511 of them canceled flights there. United Airlines was the airline that was hardest hit, followed by Southwest. So all of those delays, cancellations should start to unwind today, but it takes time. Bush Intercontinental Airport and Hobby, the two major airports in Houston, will reopen today. The New Orleans Airport also has been de-icing aircraft and runways to try to get ready for the resumption of service there.
Yeah, the pictures are just stunning to see it down there. In many cities that are getting the snow, they don't have the equipment to remove it.
They don't. Houston doesn't have any snow plows. They would just sit there and rust all year. So they've had to bring them in from as far away as Wisconsin. Snow plows to get the roads cleared so that cars and trucks can travel out there again. And you're right. Some people are totally unprepared for it. But still, in Tangipahoa Parish, which never gets snow, people there are having fun with it. They're dressed inappropriately for it because they don't have winter coats. But I saw a video this morning of a kid who clearly had learned how to make a snowball by watching a YouTube video.
That's funny.
Because you need that. You need that. How would you
pick
know?
Pick up snow.
How would you know
together,
without YouTube?
3, 2, 5. Yeah.
Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan joining us. That's how I learned, too, when I was...
YouTube?
TikTok, actually, when I was a kid.